Auschwitz, Remembering the World War II Holocaust. I pay a humble homage through these haunting photographs to the people murdered by Nazis during the World War II Holocaust across Eastern Europe. Other versions of this story have appeared in Condé Nast Traveler as in pictures, The Horrors of Auschwitz, in Huffington Post India as Auschwitz, Memories of Horror in Photographs, and as Auschwitz, Visite d'Horreur in Photos in Huffington Post Quebec. What drew me to Auschwitz? I have grown up seeing movies around the Holocaust theme. Warsaw Story, The Pianist, Schindler's List, The Odessa File, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and more. I have read on Holocaust, both in magazines and in novels. As a photographer, I have seen thousands of Holocaust images. So, I wanted to document Auschwitz Memorial Camp, the worst affected World War II Holocaust site, through photos. It happened in 2015. I visited Poland on a photography trip. Besides Warsaw, Krakow, and Opole, I made time for a day trip to Auschwitz. Unlike my other photo trips, I stayed away from any preparation or specific study. I wanted to confront an unprejudiced experience. The feeling was of not reading an awaited movie's review for it may expose the plot. My journey. I drove from Krakow to Auschwitz, a neat little town of 40,000 people. Avoiding the expressway, I chose a country road. Polish countryside in this 65-kilometer journey was like everywhere in Europe, scenic. At Auschwitz, I realized they no longer called it a concentration camp. It is now a well-maintained memorial and museum. I learned Auschwitz was not just one concentration camp, but three. Auschwitz I, Auschwitz, Auschwitz II, Birkenau, and Auschwitz III, Monowitz. Each, 3 to 4 kilometers apart. It may sound surprising, but these 10 square kilometers accounted for the slaughter of 1.1 million human beings. 90% of those, Jews. Auschwitz, first brush. Arrival at Auschwitz I at 8:30 a.m. had given me two advantages. 1, between 8 and 10 a.m., individual visitors can enter, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., only groups, and 2, no queue. After 10 a.m., it was common for people to wait over 2 hours to enter. From a photography standpoint, it meant I got uncluttered shots. Unclear where to go, I followed groups with guides. It was an organized place. Its solitary entry gate led me to the erstwhile jail complex. Rows of warehouse-like buildings, 28 of them, greeted me. The entrance arch displayed three words in German, Arbeitsfrei, which translates to work means freedom. Images of how free the inmates were danced in front of my eyes. First building was a gas chamber. Nazis had gassed thousands to death here. For burning bodies, it had incinerators and body-loading trolleys. I found my mood turning somber. As I walked around, I started reading the fact boards on the premises. Here's the essence of one board: the plunder of human beings was complete. They chose the healthy ones for a slow death through overwork, exhaustion, and starvation, while the others were straightaway shot, or gassed. Soon after, they shaved the hair off the corpses for using as yarn for woolens, their gold teeth, extracted and their valuables, stripped. As if in a daze, I moved from one shed to another. In each, reminders of the ghastly Holocaust faced me. And its scale visible in the exhibits I saw. Each enclosure has three floors. On every floor, a narrow aisle runs through the middle, while the sides have glass-encased remembrances. Block 5 has victims' clothes, suitcases, artificial limbs, spectacles, hairbrushes, toothbrushes, shoes, toys, and other belongings. And Block 4 exhibits victims' hair. There were thematic photo exhibitions on the murder of Jews, Poles, Romas, Semites, etc. Those images carried moving descriptions under them. This woman weighed 64 kilograms when brought to Auschwitz, shrank to mere 25 when we shot this photo. There were terrible stories of Dr. Mengele, a psychotic who conducted brutal medical experiments on children. Twins, in particular. When I couldn't take it anymore, I stepped out. I wanted to see the rail track that brought the prisoners to Auschwitz. When I found it was in Auschwitz too, Birkenau, I made my way there. Hell's Gate or Gate of Death. Here was the notorious Hell's Gate or Gate of Death. The train entered the camp through its arch. As the prisoners alighted, Nazis sorted them as healthy or weak. Then, they took the healthy ones to the barracks, akin to horse stables. And they gassed the weak, women, children, elderly people, soon after in one of the six gas chambers built to murder and incinerate them. The paucity of time didn't allow me to visit Monowitz. But I had seen enough. Jews were there in hordes. For them, it was a pilgrimage. To pay homage to their ancestors who had faced the worst. Make time, visit this landmark. It has the power of bringing you face to face with the barbarism of supremacists. And witness the silent resilience of those who suffered.